On my sofa today, I have the singer-songwriter Sadie Fleming.
Hi.
Hi. How long have you been doing music?
Well, I've been playing piano since I was really young, since I was about three. My parents got me piano lessons. And then when I was at school, it wasn't really that cool anymore. So I tried to pick up the guitar and give that a go. And then kind of late teens, I didn't really play much music at all, actually. I moved up to Sheffield, did the uni thing, got a job. I kind of forgot about music completely. And I kind of got a bit stuck, got a bit fed up and decided that I really did just want to do music. That was kind of my passion. So moved down south. I did a course in songwriting last year and basically did my first open mic about a year and a half ago, which was absolutely petrifying. Started playing more and more in the area and then moved across to Bristol last year and I've started doing gigs and stuff, really. So I absolutely love it. It's ace.
Okay, always a very difficult question, but is there any specific keywords that would characterise your music? It's obviously difficult to put things in a genre as such these days, but
I'd say it's generally quite kind of chilled out acoustic music. The lyrics especially are kind of generally quite dark. I tend to kind of base it on personal experience when I'm writing, but it's generally embellished quite a lot. There's quite a few of my songs are kind of about death and drunk people and kind of broken relationships, that kind of thing. I've only really got one positive song, which is a song called Birds Fall, which is kind of about love, but everything else is, it's a bit sad, to be honest.
So you're not generally a miserable person?
I'm not at all, no. I'm generally really happy, but I guess that's where the misery comes out in my songs.
Okay, fair enough. I gather you've recorded the CD.
Yeah, basically as part of the course I did last year, we had to write a song every week, and then at the end of the course we had to write and record an album. So I actually had the album recorded and pretty much finished last summer, but I'd never done a gig. I think I'd done one open mic beforehand or something, so it doesn't necessarily reflect what I'm doing now as much, but I'm still quite proud of it. And I kind of recorded it in my bedroom back in Bath, programmed all the instruments and that kind of thing myself, and then I've just been saving up for the last 8 months or so just so I could get it mixed and mastered properly and get it printed up properly, and got my dad to do all the artwork on it, so it looks pretty.
Oh, well, fantastic. Okay, so we're now going to hear an exclusive live version of one of your tracks. What's this one called?
This one's called Dressed to Kill. It's kind of about the state of the human race, so another positive one.
Lovely. So this is Sadie Fleming with Dressed to Kill.
Made to fit, but who can reach?
Okay, that was Dressed to Kill by Sadie Fleming. So if people like what they hear, and they can buy your CD, can they?
Yep, it's available at all my gigs. They're basically kind of advertised on my website. And you can also buy it from my website, or you can download it for free or whatever you choose to pay, which is www.sadiestands, which is sadiestands.bandcamp.com. And I'm also on Facebook and MySpace and Reverb Nation, all that kind of thing.
And that's Sadie Fleming with one M.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Sadie Fleming, thank you very much.
Thank you.